A tattooed hand, perfectly preserved and positioned in the center of the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, points upward toward the painted gods on the dome. This isn't a scene from a horror film. It's how Harvard symbologist Robert Langdon's evening begins in Washington, D.C., lured by what he believed was an urgent lecture invitation from his mentor, Peter Solomon. The hand bears mystical symbols on each finger: a crown, a star, a sun, a lantern, and a key. Langdon recognizes it immediately as the Hand of the Mysteries, an ancient invitation to sacred knowledge. The distinctive Masonic ring confirms his worst fear. This severed hand belongs to Peter himself. Within minutes, a phone call from the tattooed kidnapper, Malach, makes the stakes brutally clear. Decode the legendary Masonic pyramid by midnight, or Peter Solomon dies. The clock is ticking, and Langdon holds a package he doesn't remember receiving, containing secrets he doesn't understand. Washington, D.C. transforms from political capital into mystical temple as Langdon races through its monuments. The city's Masonic founders created a massive symbolic text in stone and space. The Capitol Dome mirrors classical temples, topped by a 19.5-foot Statue of Freedom, while inside, Brumidi's fresco shows George Washington ascending to godhood. The Washington Monument is a 555-foot Egyptian obelisk whose height-to-base ratio matches the Great Pyramid of Giza, its aluminum capstone bearing Laus Deo, praise God. Most remarkably, the National Mall forms a giant circumpunct, the ancient symbol for God, with the Capitol Dome as the circle center and the monument as the dot. Every cornerstone was laid during specific celestial alignments, every distance calculated according to sacred proportions. America's founders embedded their beliefs about humanity's divine potential directly into the Capitol's architecture, creating the world's largest three-dimensional prayer. The Masonic Pyramid sits at the heart of this deadly chase, a small stone artifact discovered beneath the Capitol. Its surface contains 16 engraved symbols, forming a cipher that Langdon decodes, yet the resulting grid appears meaningless. The pyramid's missing capstone turns out to be the mysterious package Peter entrusted to Langdon, a cube-shaped stone box containing a solid gold pyramid tip. When Catherine Solomon, Peter's sister and a pioneering scientist, impulsively opens it, they find the secret hides within the order. Through brilliant deductions involving Benjamin Franklin's magic square and Albrecht Dürer's Renaissance engravings, they discover the letters rearranged to form Jehovah Sanctus Unus, one true God. But this seems too simple. The breakthrough comes when they heat the gold capstone to exactly 33 degrees on Newton's scale, revealing glowing words, "The secret hides within the order 8 Franklin Square." Each revelation leads to another layer, another puzzle, another mad dash through Washington's labyrinthine tunnels while dodging both CIA Director Inouye Sato and the increasingly desperate Malach. Catherine Solomon's classified laboratory proves what religions have claimed for millennia: we are more than flesh. She's demonstrated that thoughts have measurable mass, human intention alters physical reality, and consciousness extends beyond the body. In her most provocative experiment, she placed a dying patient in a hermetically sealed chamber on an ultra-precise scale. At death, the body became measurably lighter. Something with physical mass had departed. Her noetic science research bridges ancient wisdom and quantum mechanics. When Peter showed her how the ancient Zohar described concepts remarkably similar to superstring theory's 10-dimensional universe, Catherine dedicated her life to this convergence. But her groundbreaking work attracts deadly attention. The man calling himself Dr. Christopher Abaddon infiltrates her world, claiming concern about Peter's mental state, then reveals himself as Malach, the tattooed giant holding her brother hostage. After a terrifying chase through her darkened facility, Catherine escapes with a horrifying truth. Malach claims to be the man who murdered their mother a decade ago. Malach represents obsession's ultimate extreme. His sculpted body is a living canvas of Egyptian hieroglyphs, alchemical signs, and Kabbalistic imagery, all awaiting a final inscription at his skull's crown that he believes will transform him into a god. Beneath his mansion lies a hidden sanctum with black marble floors, mirrored walls, and a bone altar where he performs elaborate rituals using ink made from Peter Solomon's blood. His dedication includes voluntary castration, emulating ancient mystical eunuchs who believed sacrificing physical procreation unlocked spiritual power. Years of preparation allowed him to infiltrate the Solomon's inner circle, gathering damaging evidence against powerful figures, including video of secret Masonic rituals. The tragic truth? Moloch was born Zachary Solomon, Peter's son, who squandered his inheritance on drugs. After imprisonment in Turkey, he faked his death and transformed himself through surgery, steroids, and tattoos into someone unrecognizable even to his own father. His quest transcends revenge. It's a warped spiritual journey to transcend human limitations through ancient secrets, even if transcendence requires destruction. Atop the Washington Monument, Peter Solomon reveals the truth. The lost word represents wisdom encoded across all sacred texts. The Bible, Quran, Torah, and Vedas convey one essential truth. Humans possess inherent divine potential waiting to be awakened. America's Masonic founders embedded this understanding into the nation's architecture. "Know ye not that ye are gods?" appears across traditions, from ancient Greek mysteries to Hindu scriptures. Catherine's research validates these teachings. Thought possesses measurable mass. Consciousness exists beyond the body. Collective intention amplifies exponentially. Ancient wisdom that thoughts create reality isn't metaphorical. It's measurable through quantum physics and neuroscience. Director Sato's panic now makes sense. Footage of officials in Masonic rituals, drinking from skulls, swearing oaths, appears sinister without context. In our viral era, such footage could destabilize national trust instantly. The final scene captures the essence. Langdon and Catherine atop the Capitol Dome at sunrise, watching light illuminate the monument's peak inscribed with Laus Deo. The skeptical professor experiences profound hope, witnessing how scientific inquiry and spiritual wisdom converge on humanity's consciousness and collective potential. Stand at street level in Washington, D.C., and you see monuments and buildings. Rise to the Capitol Dome's pinnacle, and an entirely different reality emerges. Geometric patterns, celestial alignments, symbols visible only from above. This physical truth becomes the novel's deepest metaphor. Wisdom isn't about acquiring new information, but developing the capacity to see what's already there with transformed eyes. The pyramid symbols appeared chaotic until viewed through Franklin's magic square. The capstone's inscription remained invisible until heated to 33 degrees. Catherine's quantum experiments proved that particles behave differently based on observation. The very act of looking changes what is seen. The ancient mysteries aren't hidden in underground vaults or indecipherable codes. They're encoded in plain sight, in architecture, symbols, natural patterns, waiting for those who've developed the perspective to recognize them. We live in an age that seeks shortcuts to transformation: productivity apps, mindfulness subscriptions, wisdom in 280 characters. But the real secret requires no technology, no initiation, no special access. It demands only that we shift our vantage point, question our assumptions, and recognize the divine potential within us. Look up. The truth has been pointing toward heaven the entire time.